recent declines in the stock market are being led, in some cases, by technology companies. Even some big names like Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google have dropped significantly since the start of the year. A lot of those companies continued to thrive through the pandemic as the rest of the economy struggled. That seems to be coming to an end. The drop-off has been compared to the dot-com bubble that burst in the early 2000s. It's a different financial world now. Aaron Griffith is a reporter for the New York Times who covers technology startups and venture capital. Aaron, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, between the time we called you to come on and now, today happened a big drop in the stock market overall. Like what, I assume the technology stocks are part of this?
Yeah, I mean, they have sort of been on the bleeding edge of this sell-off, you know, as investors rotate out of high growth and high risk stocks into, you know, sort of more reliable stocks that maybe are, you know, kind of blue chip that have paid dividends and that have sort of slow and steady growth, because I think they're sort of realizing that the crazy growth that a lot of tech companies saw in the pandemic is certainly slowing way down. And they're also seeing that there's a lot of uncertainty out there between all of the macro factors that I'm sure we'll get into.
You wrote a piece recently looking at years of people saying, yeah, we're in a technology stock bubble and it's going to burst any day now. And it doesn't burst. It keeps going on and on. Is it finally happening?
You know, it's been about like 12 to 15 years of just a bull market, you know, and everyone has these scars from the dot-com bubble in 2000 when that burst, and is kind of just anticipating and looking for signs of that happening again. And so every time things got a little bit overheated over the last decade, you know, everyone is very quick to say, oh no, it's the bubble again. Everyone get ready. This is the big one. Because they have those memories of how painful that was when the bubble burst in 2000, and it just hasn't happened. You know, we've had low interest rates for over a decade now, basically since the financial crisis of 2008. And that has pushed investors to continue to take more and more risks. And so that brings them, you know, into the high growth and high risk tech startup category. And they've been, you know, fueling huge growth in that category for a long time. And investors have reaped the profits of that. I mean, you know, Facebook becoming a $1 trillion company that, like, you know, was just a startup over a decade ago. And so you've seen that huge value can be created out of these companies, but there is that risk. And so a lot of people are, you know, eager and very willing to raise the flags, even though it just seemed to keep going up over and over and over. This time could be different. And that's what everyone's kind of looking and waiting to see. There's just a lot of macro factors, inflation, the interest rates going up for the first time in a very long time, the war in Russia and in the Ukraine, and the uncertainty that has created, the continued supply chain disruptions. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. And so investors are starting to kind of pull back the risk that they've been taking for such a long time.
I think there's a perception for like Silicon Valley type startups that I could come up with, you know, I've invented this web-enabled toothpaste, and there's going to be a venture capitalist who will just shower money at me, even if it's a stupid idea and I won't make any money doing it ever. I mean, how close to reality is that perception?
I mean, I would say for the last 2 years, it's been a lot closer than ever before. I mean, the pandemic really showed investors that there's huge opportunities. It's speeding up accelerating the adoption of new technology. A lot of people talked about how, you know, it was 5 years of tech adoption that was crammed into 6 months when we all went into lockdown in early 2020. And that was this huge opportunity. And so, you know, people were just showering money on startups, some of them very, you know, sort of half-baked. And so I did feel like a kind of out of control frenzy for a little while there. And I think now we're seeing that come back down to earth, and it's going to be painful for some startups. And, you know, others will figure out how to cut costs and, you know, maybe slow their hiring and return to a sort of a more reasonable growth. And they'll weather this and be stronger on the other side. But yeah, it did really feel like things got kind of frenzied and out of control for the last at least year and a half.
Let's look at something like Amazon, where it was already big and huge. And then with the pandemic, all these people were learning, even if they hadn't ordered online before, learning to become Amazon customers. Are people just going back to stores now? Or are we just kind of going back to earth in that way?
It's true. I mean, I guess part of it is like the gains have been locked in to some extent for some of these companies because behaviors have changed. But at the same time, I think a lot of people dumped money into tech thinking this is the new reality, this is the future, we're going to be on Zoom forever. And, you know, after a little while, everyone kind of realized, oh, I'm tired of that. I want to go back to in-person stuff. Or maybe I like picking out my own groceries and I'll order online occasionally. Or I don't want to pay these high fees to order takeout all the time. I'm just going to go to the restaurant now that it's open again. So I think, you know, investors maybe got a little ahead of themselves in baking in future growth for some of these new behaviors that we adopted during the pandemic. And at the same time, I mean, the companies are still growing and behaviors had changed, but maybe just not to the extent that the stock prices reflected.
Is the culture changing now? If I show up with my pitch for my e-toothpaste, am I getting more doors slammed in my face today than I would have a year ago?
You know, venture capitalists are sounding the alarm on Twitter. I mean, every day there's news of another startup that's doing layoffs or that's struggling to raise funding, and the VCs are out there saying, oh no, the sky is falling. And it's kind of funny because they were also the same ones that were kind of pumping up the hype machine and the investment frenzy that we saw over the last couple of years. But that has changed faster than I've probably ever seen it in the last decade. You know, the investors have become very, very cautious, and it's become pretty hard for founders to raise money if they don't have something to show for it, or they can't show, you know, a path to actually turning a profit. And certainly the valuations that had gotten really, really frothy and, you know, away from the fundamentals of what the business can actually deliver have come down to earth. And so a lot of companies are facing a reality check on that front too.
How connected is what's going on with cryptocurrencies right now? There's a lot of talk, a lot of hype about them being great vehicles during an uncertain economy, during times of high inflation. Here we are. They've done poorly lately, it seems like.
Yeah, you know, that's been an interesting thing because that has been the selling point. Like, buying Bitcoin is a hedge against inflation, but in fact, in an inflationary time, Bitcoin's going down now. So yeah, it is kind of a little bit of a head scratcher on that message. And I think part of that is that, you know, it is a risky investment. And like I said, people are cycling out of risk and they see their money falling in Bitcoin and they're like, crap, I don't want to lose any more. And so the fear kind of creates more fear. And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that sort of plays out. And I would say more broadly in the crypto world, I mean, a lot of these projects were very fly by night. And we saw a massive collapse last week with one of them called Luna that was supposed to be tied to a stable coin. And so I think people are starting to sort of question, you know, okay, how exposed do I want to be to this if some of these projects go all the way to zero? And you know, the crypto industry, unlike the tech industry, is still relatively young. And so there's a lot of noise in there. And, you know, it's going to be really rocky, I think, in that category.
Apart from sorting through what happened today on the stock market, Aaron, what are you watching for next with technology stocks?
You know, the IPO market is pretty much closed right now. And we did see one of the biggest, most valuable startups, announced in maybe last week that it was planning to try to go public. And so I'll be really curious to see if tech startups start trying to test the market. And if a company is able to go public in this market, that means that investors might be willing to try, you know, testing out, taking on a little risk, backing a high growth company again. Right now, the market's pretty much closed. So that's what I'll be looking for to see, you know, if suddenly the investors start getting greedy again, because, you know, like Warren Buffett and many investors say, you know, the time to buy is when everyone's being fearful. And so if that changes quickly, then, you know, that could mean that this downturn that we're seeing right now won't last that long. And it'll be just like the ones that we've seen, the little mini blips that we've seen over the last decade, where it's a moment or a few months of fear and then things just come zooming right back. Right now, the mood is quite grim out there, and it seems like people are really settling in for a longer downturn. But if companies start going public again and there's a new demand for risk, then, you know, that could change.
Aaron, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Aaron Griffith with the New York Times with us today to look at why tech company stocks are falling and how the industry is responding.